Let's begin at the end. Tonight is the last night of my life. It's the last time I'll ever feel the wind on my face or see the stars above. That's fine. I've made my peace with it. This is how it has to be. The wind feels ice cold on my face, nibbling away at my cheeks, and my lips feel dry and chapped. Yet through the brutal cold, I continue to cling to the mesh railing tightly. I don't know why. Just let go. Let go.
The first time T-Boom held the moon to my nose, his fingers were warm and shaking. He touched one to his tongue, then dipped it into the bag and held it up for me. Seems slow motion remembering now the way I moved my head down so that my nostril was right over that little bit of moon. The way T-Boom whispered, "Sniff hard." And so I did, feeling something bitter drip down the back of my throat. And then my head filling up with so many different beautiful things that I had to lean back against the 7-Eleven wall and let it drop down. I could feel the air on my teeth, could feel something that must have been heaven moving through my body so fast and slow at the same time that I didn't know if I wanted to laugh real loud or cry or just let T-Boom move closer to me, lean in and add his kisses to all the beautiful other things.
Email transcript 2. Dr. L. Montgomery from Prof. E. Frankweiler. Dear esteemed Dr. Montgomery, I hope this message finds you well, in good health, high spirits, and with a moment of academic curiosity to spare. I realize this is sudden, and by sudden I mean possibly ill-advised, but in the name of theoretical advancement, I must ask your indulgence. I am requesting your presence at your earliest convenience, ideally before something sparks, in room B12. The Franken Lair. I didn't name it, but I've grown fond of it. After several sleepless nights, 8 to be precise, and one incident involving a heatsink and a microwave burrito, I believe I have constructed a working prototype for chronomechanical displacement. In plain terms, time travel. Yes, that kind.
Oh, sure. You see all kinds of critters out here on the road. Gators are the worst, though. Travel enough. You learn to avoid them. You see gators all up and down the highway. Blown out tires is all. Call them gators because it treads on top of them, see? Look just like a gator's hide. Truckers use the name all the time. Know there used to be an ocean in these parts?
The driver laughed, more to himself than his captive audience.
Ha! Probably lots of gators back in the dinosaur times. Maybe ours just never left.
The shadow in the driver's seat changed. As it changed, the voice did too. The innocent Wisconsin honk melted away. In its place came a Wyoming drawl Christy had heard plenty the last few days.
Gators are sneaky, blending into the blacktop like they do. At night, drivers never know they got bit till they hear that gator rolling up into the guts of their truck. Just tearing it all to hell.